Hi there. Is anyone sitting here? This place is like so packed today. Great. Do you mind if I join you? On one condition, huh? Alrighty then? What's up? Oh, sure. I can totally help you study. Thanks for letting me sit here. I was about to head out until I saw you. Until I saw you had an extra seat. So, what are you studying for? Oh, that's awesome. My mom just passed her citizenship test. All she did was study the civics flashcards a few months before her appointment. I can totally help you with this. You have flashcards too? Hey, I can't argue with that. They are very effective. Okay, so where's your tough pile? Psh, everyone has a tough pile. Don't even try. Okay, first one. What are three rights of everyone living in the U.S.? You got it, and I'll just read them all for you. You know, just FYI. So there's freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition the government, freedom of religion, and right to bear arms. Okay. Next one. What are the three branches of government? Mm-hmm. Legislative, executive, and judicial. And do you know why there are three? Yep, checks and balances, separation of powers, so one cannot become too powerful. Any one of those work. You're killing it. Okay, here's the tougher one. What is the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? Memorial Day is to honor soldiers who died in the military service. Veterans Day is to honor those in the military. Okay, maybe that one was easy peasy. Whatever, I thought it was tougher. Okay, this one is going to be tougher. Who is the governor of California right now? No, not the Terminator. It's Gavin Newsom. Clearly, you need to work on your California knowledge. No, it's totes obvious you need to work on it. Yeah, it's important to know all that, federal stuff, but you're in Cali, babe. You gotta know a thing or two about here. Okay, let's start you off super duper easy. What ocean borders its coastline? Yep, the Pacific Ocean. What is the capital of California? Mm-hmm, Sacramento. What is California's largest city? Los Angeles! LA baby! Okay, here are some fun facts you may not know. What is the nickname of California? Yeah, the Golden State. Okay, I could have like guessed that too. How about the state flower? Ah, I got you there. It's the California poppy. Okay, you know what? You still did really good. So, I'll be right back. You stay here and watch my stuff. I'll be super quick. Okay, I'm back. I got us a little snack. Here you go. Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's my treat. Consider this as a reward. It's like just as important to take breaks when you're studying. I don't know what your story is, but I'm really happy for you that you're working on getting your citizenship. My mom went like over a decade before she was ready to get hers. Even though America has got its issues, I'm still really grateful to be here. It provided my parents an opportunity they wouldn't have gotten back home. Actually, it's a funny story about how my mom ended up here. She was almost too far along when she got on the plane. I think 28 weeks is the cutoff for pregnant women to get on board. And so my mom, she likes to say that she had to fight to make sure I was going to be born in America. And can you guess what day she came to America? On July 4th. Yeah, her plane landed July 4th, and she arrived in the US of A. So, Independence Day to her has another meaning. Oh, wow, I really didn't mean to tell you, like, my whole life story there. Okay, you know what? Finish up your food so I can keep quizzing you.